about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Eve with your 11am Z Lines. In local news, Somerville House have brought in cyber experts and counsellors after documents were leaked that describe students' appearances and personalities. House teachers wrote notes about the then incoming Year 7 students in 2021 that included descriptions about their hair, their popularity and demeanour, referring to some as quote odd or quote rude. The notes also included information about their parents' marital status and described some as, quote, intense when referring to their involvement in their child's learning. Students accessed the documents while looking for another file uploaded by teachers on Microsoft Teams. In national news, former New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has begun a new role after her post-political stint with Optus as a tour guide for female leaders in South Australia. The ex-premier was under investigation by the corruption watchdog by the time she had left office in 2021 and had been working with Optus during both major service blackout events since then. Joining her as a guide for the $13,000 tour is former AusPost CEO Christine Holgate, who was sacked by Scott Morrison for allegedly buying Cartier watches for four executives. Berejiklian qualifies for her parliamentary pension of $200,000 per this year. In international news, former Brazilian president has been convicted of plotting a coup. He has blamed medicine-induced paranoia for the damage he caused to his ankle monitor one day after he was removed from house arrest into detention. At the hearing, he admitted to trying to open the monitor with an iron on Friday until he, quote, came to his senses, end quote. He said he had no intention of fleeing. Officials say the right-wing politician was taken into custody because he was a flight risk ahead of a supporters' vigil outside his home. He will remain in detention. And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with a possible shower or two. It's currently 33 degrees with an expected maximum of 34. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 11am. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.